The West Virginia National Guard is still active in the eastern part of the state, where last week Governor Jim Justice declared a state of emergency following severe thunderstorms and flash flooding. This week, there have been at least 18 soldiers on the ground at a time, according to the Guard. They have been removing debris and helping with recovery, mostly in Harmon, which authorities say sustained the most damage. Harmon's water and sewer plants were hit especially hard, according to Mayor Jerry Teeter. As of Wednesday, Teeter said water lines have been restored, but several portions of the town's sewer lines remain washed out and in need of repairs. Teeter mentioned the town's library, community store, school, and the town's fire trucks all sustained some damage. He said repairs will be expensive. The Guard says it has provided over 150 cases of water, 30 food deliveries, and 8 stations for potable water. It plans to continue working in Randolph County throughout the week. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.